Brian Van Haften sits down, 189. What an awesome basketball game for myself, the fans, and for the most part, you. I mean, I know Simpson made one heck of a comeback. My goodness, did they ever. Down by 23 with under 9 minutes to go. The Amsbaugh triple made it 87-83 at the three-minute mark. But from that point, Brian, your team did everything right down the stretch.
Yeah, we did. We did. We executed it well down the stretch. And, we just had a little stretch here. We just had turned it over about three or four times in a row, started to get it to feel good about themselves, and they started making some shots. I thought they, Simpson is just a little bit different than some of the other teams, just their ability to drive the basketball, and I thought they drove us a little bit too much in the game, even in the first half. I didn't think our defense was great tonight, but our offense was excellent tonight. We really passed the ball well tonight. We made some nice moves inside, and just all the way around, we played a really good offensive basketball game. Sometimes you got to win a game that way, too. But defensively, we weren't great tonight, but I think a lot of that had to do with Simpson. I thought they played a nice game.
Brian, this evening in the first half, you made 61% of your shots. For the game, you shoot 66%. You made 7 of your first 9 threes, and Connor Winkelmann, a career-high 18 points, knocks down his first 4.
Yeah, Connor really gave us a good lift there in the first half, and he's a really good player, Chris. I mean, we've been waiting for him to really bounce out a little bit. I thought he had a really nice game tonight offensively, and he's getting better defensively all the time. So I was proud of Connor. As you can see, he's a sophomore. We got a lot to enjoy over the next 2.5 years with him.
And may I add, when Amsbaugh did make the three at the three-minute mark to cut it to 4, he had a sensational pass to get us a basket, 89-83. Kennedy then got a huge tip in with 121 to go to make it 91-83, and that's when you called the timeout.
Yeah, I called timeout there just to get our defense set. I just didn't think our defense was set very well. And no matter what, it just didn't seem like it worked out very well. But a lot of that had to go to them. They were – when you're behind, we were like this last Wednesday playing at Coe. When you're behind, you just let it fly. And that's what they did. They did a really nice job of that, and maybe we kind of held it up a little bit too much ourselves.
And after Kennedy's tip-in, 6 of 6 from the free throw line for Paul Gallagher, who had 9 points, dished out 7 assists, really the floor general.
Yeah, he does. He's a phenomenal leader. I tell you what, a year ago at this time, I would have never thought we'd see this out of him, but he's come a long way, and he's an awesome guy, and he's going to be a great coach someday.
10 of 16 from the arc for the game.
Is that where we were?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. What'd they shoot?
Well, they were 12 for 33, but they really got hot as you just, like you said, they let it fly and they got their field goal percentage for the game up to 47%.
Yeah.
That's, good game.
Yeah, it was. It was a great basketball game, and we're going to have another one coming in here on Wednesday night.
So. Yes. Yeah, that was one on the road, Nebraska Wesleyan dealt you your only loss.
Yeah, they got a really nice team. They really do. They're really good. I have no idea what they did tonight. I think they played at Central tonight.
Yeah, they won.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great win. I didn't think they would win that game.
93-86.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, they're coming along. I know Central picked to win the league. I figured they'd probably win that game. But nice job by Wesley. As you can see, they're going to be really good, and we're going to have to fight our tails off.
Nice job by Buena Vista tonight, Coach. Your 6th straight win.
Yes, we'll take it. Take it. Really happy about that with our guys. We've had a great January. What I love about this team is that all of our guys, 1 through 18, 19 guys in the team, they are locked in every day when we come to practice. And I can't say that's the way it's always been with every team. I mean, it's always been pretty good, but this group is great, and it's been a lot of fun to coach this team.
Just one more comment I'd like to make. When I arrived here at Siebens Fieldhouse, there was a young man sitting where I sit working on homework. And I introduced myself to none other than David Jeffries, who I had a great visit with, Brian. He talked about his dad, Andre, his mom, Lisa, his little brother. He was proud of him because he made the JV team. I asked him what he liked about Storm Lake. He says he likes the easygoing atmosphere. He loves the family atmosphere, which you talk about all the time. I tell you what, I had a great 10-minute conversation with him.
I wish everybody could have a great 10-minute conversation with David Jeffries because he's an awesome guy. We are very, very fortunate to have him. He comes from a long ways away from home. And he hasn't played basketball for the last 2 years. He's 22 years old. He went to junior college for 2 years, and he's been just working, trying to find an opportunity to play. and he found his opportunity to play, and we couldn't be happier with him. He's just an awesome guy. The guys matter to him, and I know he enjoys the family atmosphere. And his little brother, Jordan, he's going to be good, and hopefully we can get him around here someday too. And Brian, Tim's no different. Yeah. Tim's awesome too.
Yeah, he had 5 points off the bench. Played well. Everybody played well tonight. Yep. Coach, 189. Congrats on the game.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Coach VH and the Beavers win again their sixth consecutive victory, 12-6 overall, 8-1, a one-game lead over Loras, who is 7-2.